Yeah, we're the grubs.
Grubs, grubs, grubs.
Kick them over, we'll hit the pubs.
Grubs, grubs, grubs.
And don't forget your subs.
Hello and welcome to the Grub Show Sports Bets Cricket Podcast. Big show today, Hummertheticals, Yes No Weight returns. And to help me do it all, Hummer and back off the long run, Rambo. Welcome back.
The original lineup is back.
We're back, baby.
The cordon has returned.
Yeah, we have. How was the week off, Rambo?
Yeah, look, I've done...
Put the feet up? Or?
I've done pretty well to get myself back into the cordon here. Yeah. Tommy Morris...
did well.
Was flying, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's really good. He gave me a couple of drive-bys in there as well. He wasn't too shy in front of the camera. Of course, he knows that very well.
Yeah, he shoots from the hip, doesn't he, Tommy? Not everyone's cup of tea sometimes, but yeah, you just got to wear it sometimes.
When I was in the chariot driving here today, I was thinking, do you reckon the listeners enjoyed some genuine cricket analysis?
I think so.
I think they did. Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, we have none. We're back to none and all dry.
Yeah.
But
normal
it was a nice change-up.
It was a nice change-up.
I'd be interested to see if there was any feedback in regards to the amount of cricket talked. I quite personally enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of Brad Hodge about Tommy Morris, I think.
Yeah.
Just he's come in and he's just smacked a double ton in terms of grub quality of content. But, you know, guess what? Where is he now?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he's gone.
It's been
out of the team again. Podcasts and television shows.
Absolutely. No, he'll be back. He was a great addition, and I think the numbers would suggest that the punters did enjoy it. I think it might be the highest we've been on Spotify this year and all that sort of thing. So thank you, Tommy, for your time, and look forward to having you back.
Flanners is a fair way down the list now, isn't he?
Well, more on Flanners later. We'll get to Flanners.
He continues to poke his head up in interesting places, doesn't he?
He certainly does. Big week in cricket since we've left, obviously. Some pretty big news, Rambo.
Yes.
Broke in the past
week. I think I've been charged with the direct notice to you two in particular. You know, I don't want to have to dump the mics. But the club gave me explicit instructions to make sure that anything we talk about in regards to a former captain.
Yeah.
Will be you can talk about Tim Payne all you want. I'm talking
just not last week.
That's the second biggest skip of resignation.
The show's having a bit of an issue with captains at the moment.
Yeah. Something's rotten in Australian cricket.
By the likes we've never seen.
Does this dilute the talent pool for us? Because now that Australia's looking for a skipper, we're looking for a skipper.
Yeah.
I mean, I know who I would choose, but perhaps if we go after the same guy that Australia goes after.
The pool isn't as deep as you hope. Is that what you're suggesting, Hum?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, now you've just got... I mean, we're essentially in competition with the national team for a skipper.
It is two big cricketing silverbacks just going hard at it to find out a skipper first and foremost. So,
Well, that's your first warning anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. But
let's just make sure we just talk the cricket elements
absolutely.
Of that particular story.
Well, one thing that did happen was the delay and a bit of an amendment to the PS5 cricket game cover.
Oh, that's right.
they had to change at pace and they've had to delay getting the game out. And there was a bit of a rumour circulating for a little while that this was actually going to be the cover. There it is there.
I saw that pop up on the Sportsbet Instagrams.
Yeah. For those listening, it's got the grubs featured there on the cover.
Does it have the grubs? It's got two of the grubs. It's got two. What, we couldn't fit three or four in
I think in the meme game, Rich, as you would know, we've got a very talented meme gang.
Yeah.
Sportsbet. It was a like for like. So
you like to match the number of,
There's two Australian representatives on the front have been replaced by two guys. We had obviously nothing to do with that. And, quite embarrassing.
But they weren't able to roll with that because as this commenter very hastily pointed out, Mark Forrester, just another cover to be pulled in a week's time due to behaviour that does not meet the standards of the wider community. So that one's back in the bin.
Well said, Mark. We should get Mark a shirt or something.
Absolutely. But it was Pat Cummins. So a bit of a spoiler alert maybe there about who might be the skipper.
On the game, have we got time to... I mean, we've all played the cricket games over the time. Since they've gone from EA cricket, they're just all exactly... Does anything change year to year out of these ones?
The cover.
Other than the cover. That's it.
Frequently.
Yeah.
The commentators, maybe?
Yeah, that's true.
There was Mark Nicholas, there's Ashes. I mean, they just rebrand him, obviously, to what the series is. Not this year. It was Ashes 2019. I think they had a specific game in this one.
Yeah.
You've actually ruined one of my yes-no weddings here, Hum, but that's all right. We can talk about it maybe.
Yeah.
In there, or we can just talk about it now.
Well, why don't we get into them, Rambo? I think you got a little stinger, or maybe an audio stinger.
Yeah, I mean, now it's time for
yes,
no,
wedding. Very crisp. Just made
that
one
last voice.
That was Rambo. Just to be very clear,
that was me. 100%. Yeah. Just a little something for the audio listeners. I think you know.
Yeah, that's good because a lot of the show caters towards those watching on KO. Yeah.
If you like Stings, make sure you tune in on KO. If you just want to listen, you can still do that as well. But this is a return, Rambo, of an old favourite segment.
Absolutely.
Here, Yes, No, Waiting. And good to have it back. Over to you.
Effectively, I want to hear your two fine gents' opinion on these issues that are doing the rounds of world cricket. And the first one that we want to talk about, give me a yes, no, waiting on Pat Cummins being the next Australian captain.
No.
No.
Oh, firm nose.
Yeah, wait.
Absolutely
there.
No run there.
Yeah, I'll show my working here. Now, I know, you know, you can't really, it's a bit unfair to fast bowlers to say fast bowler can't be the skipper, but, and he's been pretty good with injuries and touch wood for a long time. But remember earlier in his career, he kept breaking down. It doesn't take much for a fast bowler to break down. What do you then do if he's got to go off halfway through a game or one game into a series? You're back to square one. You've got to do this again. It's a distraction again. I think Pat Cummins is a great leader, but I wonder whether you're better off just, you know, implanting him as the vice captain, letting him lead. I heard he was very vocal and really good in the T20 World Cup, but leave the tactics to Abbado. He doesn't have to worry about bowling or you know, staying out on the field. That's my thoughts.
Almost identical. And correct me if I'm wrong, your bowling side or your bowlers, they spend quite a bit of time off the field as well during the fielding process, whereas, you know, you'd like your skipper on there 99% of the time. Which is, so yeah, I think it's just too risky. The risk of injury for these pace bowlers is too much.
He is much more durable than he used to be. We should say that. I think in his early days, he struggled with some injuries, but he was young and raw and bowling very, very quick. Yeah. I don't think he's struggled with injury again for a while. And by the same token, Steve Smith, if he was captain of the Ashes, got knocked out by Jofra Archer. Like, these things happen in the game now. So I don't know if you could purely do it on the injury element or how much time spent on field. Mm-hmm. I think I'm with you with the no. I just don't see the tactical elements there. And then I get a few people talking about, well, you know, he'll be captain by, you know, pure name, but then there's others out there that can lead the team with tactics, and that doesn't work. Doesn't matter what level of cricket you play.
Yeah.
Is cricket's the type of sport you need your captain to be making firm decisions, everyone falls in line. I think Tim Payne was very good at that.
Probably an area we've lacked at the Grubs over an extended period.
We have none of those.
I think white-anting is the term that is commonly thrown around the club.
Do bowlers look at the game differently than batsmen would as well? In terms of you speak of the tactics and stuff that they pick up, do they maybe look at the game completely different? I mean, if you just look at the pool of captains in the history of cricket, there's not many pace bowlers.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So is that what is, you know, is that part of it?
Like, a lot on their plate. Six balls, you got a lot of mental energy is going into that, isn't it? You kind of need your little break at fine leg to recalibrate, have a bit of time off, all that sort of stuff.
And that's generally how they train them now as well.
That's it.
You know, you want to get the best out of them in spells and overs and bowling in partnerships. While a captain is a batter could might be thinking from another perspective, it's like, what delivery do I not want at this stage, or how am I going to get this person
out? Yeah, you're trying to think like a batter. Yeah. You can't. Yeah, that's right.
And you have the awkwardness of going, well, how long do I bowl myself for, and do I take the new rock and whatnot?
Yeah.
Just the batsman.
Again, another issue we experienced frequently at the Grubs in the previous years.
We did.
Do we want to quickly talk about if it's not Pat Cummins, who is it?
Yeah, well, good. It's a good point. It's got to come from left field. I don't think you can go back to Smith or Warner. They're out. I don't think you can possibly, like, particularly given what's happened now. We need a clean skin. I wonder whether, and this relies on him getting a start, is Usman Khawaja, captain of Queensland. Much maligned. I don't think JL is a big fan of him.
Yep.
But I don't know.
What a crazy set of circumstances that it could be Uzi.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Travis Head, who's also captain of South Australia.
And we don't know if any of them are playing.
And they're basically competing for the one spot in the middle order.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, it's that whole you make your bed, you got to line it.
Yeah.
For Cricket Australia. So if it's not Pat Cummins, you probably got to go with a bit more of a riskier choice.
Yeah.
See, why can't it be Steve Smith? I would love to have him back.
He's done his time. You reckon you could have him back?
He's such a student of the game and how much he follows it and loves it. I don't think he will have lost an ounce of his skipper nous.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in question. As a man of the people, and you often do give a fantastic representation of this on this show and many other walks of life, I reckon you might be a little bit out of touch here. I feel like the litmus test out there is that they're all off Steve Smith being a captain. He can come back into the team, no worries. Yeah. Obviously, he's averaging, you know, 60+.
Yeah.
But as a captain, I don't think you every man and woman on the street will be quite too happy about that.
And what's the issue at play here at the moment? It's a PR brand play big time at the moment. Yeah. How can you now, that there's been another issue, go back to where the initial one came from?
And we say this,
All right, if Shane
cricket is owned by the fans. It's not owned by particular boards and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Fans own it.
Have your say. Probably move on to another
Moving on, yeah. And next,
Jesus, yes, probably no, talking more cricket than the Tommy Forest episode. Yeah.
Take a seat, Tommy. Here we go. England to win over 0.5 tests. So England to win at least one test match. Yes, no waiting.
No.
Waiting.
Waiting, okay. Go on. Show you're working.
Are you going to wait until...
Well, yeah, wait. No, I just not bullish enough to say that we won't cough up a test, especially if we've won, you know, if we've won it. A big part of me doesn't think they can win a test, but I'm not bullish enough to completely say no.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
You say they can?
Yep. I think the last time Australia played in Australia, they lost to a second or third string India, including losses on Boxing Day and at the Gabba.
Yep.
And they haven't played a test match since.
Yep.
And England has played a few, I think 10 or 11 tests in that time, albeit not at an amazing standard, but they went with India for a little while there. They come in, they're not that much worse than Australia.
No.
And the conditions aren't that foreign. Jimmy Anderson, Stuart Broad, Root, you know, they've all played best. They've all played in here many, many times. I reckon they win one. It might be Adelaide when the conditions suit their bowlers a little bit better. Chris Wokes and Jimmy Anderson.
That's pretty well
explained. The fiery Ranger's coming out, isn't he?
Yes, both.
Yeah, both fiery Rangers. Yeah. Well, I mean, just all it takes is one innings where he just hangs around. Like he. Like
100%. He's a match winner.
And then we're toast.
That's a beautiful moment in this segment. I think that might be the first time everyone's had a different response. So, well done, boys.
That's why we like yes, no waiting.
Yep.
Next one is Tim Payne, dropped for the Gabba. Yes, no wait. No longer the captain, of course, but still available for selection.
I'm going to go no. I'll say no.
So I'm a no as well.
I think he should play.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
Yep. Agreed. I think that's going to hurt the 11.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pulling him out.
Yep.
Okay. All of a sudden, imagine if you don't even win or you draw at the Gabba, just more questions than answers, and you go into a Boxing Adelaide test under lights with a bit of confusion.
What is the most likely scenario, just hypothetically speaking, if he's not playing? Is it Wade comes in or is Carey coming in?
I think Carey or Inglis will be next.
Yeah. I wonder whether... JL loves Carey. Remember when he got hit in the head in the World Cup and he showed that ticker and there's a big thing in the doco?
Yeah.
But he hasn't banged down the door for me in terms of runs and whatever. I think they've got to go with Payne, but that's going to be an interesting one. I don't really have an answer on that.
In terms of cricket toughness, that was one of the weirder ones I've ever seen. The ball literally bounced in front of his face and hit him in the mouth, didn't it, while he was wicket-keeping? I mean, that's just every Saturday with our mob. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Still on team selections, we'll go quickly. James Pattinson retiring from Test. Yes, no, wait.
No.
No.
Horrendous call.
In fact, I mean, you've just stolen my thunder, so you've returned, but that was going to be my one of those credit fine things.
No, you can keep it. Keep it.
Well, I will keep it, but I don't understand it. Has he been encouraged?
Mm.
Have they said, mate, you're not going to play again, just we'll let you announce your retirement? Or... Can he not be stuffed travelling
anymore?
Some
rumours circulating that he may not align with the culture.
And also having to put up with another stint of like, you're not going to play every game, you're probably going to have to sit around in a hotel for a couple of weeks.
He's right in the frame. If he hasn't retired.
If he said, I want to play, they'd have to just throw him in, wouldn't they?
Well, Mitchell Stark's obviously his head's on the chopping block at the
moment. Good, get rid of Stark.
Not everyone's favourite. Here we go. It's moving to
goes whack.
A little bit more.
Off the long run coming up later.
Jocular. Now, this is a little bit of investigative reporting from yourself here, Hum. Yes, no waits on the blonde summer lagers that the Aussies were drinking in the rooms after they won the World Cup final.
Yes.
Now, it took us a while to figure out what they were drinking.
You and I were on Slack, and then we went to Twitter to try and work it out because we were petrified at one stage because they were drinking a blue and yellow can, and it did look like there was a sunset on it. It had a beach. It looked very seltzery.
It looked like a seltzer.
Thank God. It's called a Birra Blonde, a summer lager.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, no, wait.
No. No. I mean, firstly, how is there not an Australian beer company that is not just saying, you know, at the start of every series or whatever, you know, here's, you know, they don't even have to be sponsors, but just drink this after the game. So we're not seeing you walk around with some crafty.
Couldn't agree more. It still remains, in my opinion, one of the easiest hijacking options in the alcohol world.
Yeah.
You just dump a case of your product outside the Aussie rooms. If they win, No manager in the world is going to stop that beer from entering the rooms. Well, I think there was a show on the Ashes not long a few years ago. Peroni slipped themselves in there. Here's George Bailey, front and centre of the camera as Tubby Taylor tries to get some quick grabs, just ripping the top off of eight of them, just going bang, bang, now chief selected George Bailey, which we like to see, ripping the top of them, just handing them around. Brilliant. That always stuck in my memory as well played Peroni, tip of the cap.
Yeah.
But it's a no to the summer.
Well, who's to say Birra didn't do exactly that and go, here you go.
Get good on him. I mean, we can't even work out where this beer is. And as you said,
do you want to send us some to sample?
I would have felt that they had one rep in the Middle East.
Yeah.
For that brand, that you got one job, mate.
Not known for their alcoholic beverages, the Middle East. So I don't know how the quality of that beer would be. But, I mean, just imagine coming in after a hard day's cricket and then sucking on some soft, fruity summer ale. It's offensive.
It doesn't quite work.
You've offended him. I think we should move on to another one.
Yes, no, wait.
Sweaty now.
Speaking of sponsorship deals, a yes, no, wait to the Grubs being sponsored by Arnott's. Now, if you can see that, there is your limited edition Grubs barbecue shapes. Now, this is a call out to Arnott's. We've had a try with Cotties. Yes. We've had a go with Grey Nichols.
Jeez, we got close.
Which is awaiting.
Yeah, that is awaiting.
But Arnott's, please, we're putting the call out. We're coming to you direct.
Yep.
We want to be in bed with you.
Well,
we want to get a bit of shapes action.
Aren't they already?
Well, I've just kind of done that on my own.
Oh, this is what it could look like.
Free plug.
I get it now.
You can just go and jump on the web and get your own personalized shape. Oh.
Yeah.
But we want to take the relationship one step further. So I assume this is a yes all round here.
Yes.
This is almost save your legs. That's sort of the boundary.
Next question, can we eat them?
I've got eight, so you can have one.
Oh, thank you.
We'll rip them to him in the break.
Drive home sorted.
Last yes, no, wait.
Yep.
BBL Ashes games matches in Perth. Yes, no, wait. All the malarkey that's going on with quarantine and borders and moving around.
Take everything away from them.
Yeah.
Also comes at the expense of Hobart having a test match as well.
Yeah, which I'm fine with. Give them a test. They've lost one. The Afghanistan test got taken away. Give them one. And, you know,
so it's a no to Perth.
Yeah, I'm happy to say.
Don't give them anything.
You can't have it both ways, Hum. You can't want to be on your own and not let anyone in. Yeah, but yet, no, the rules change when we have sport.
No,
sorry,
stuff.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
See you later.
I'm happy with that.
Anyway,
that was good.
Why not have the audio...
That's great.
Been told we can't do it, but that was yes, no, wait. The great return of that segment. Let's just keep it rolling with the great segments.
Subs.
Let's talk. Yeah, this one was queued up. I've been told in my ear, so we had to go to that one next. So, fines this week. So, we love the fines here. Essentially, we're just pulling people up around the cricket world. That might be on the international stage, the domestic stage, or in our own backyard at the Grubs as well. Rambo, you can have the new ball today. Who would you like to fine?
Back on me. Yeah, look, I'm a little bit... I don't know what quite to say here. I don't think we can play the video.
Yep.
But if you have a look at Marnus Labuschagne's Instagram recently, there's a video in there where he does what's in my kit bag. First things first, no one really cares anymore.
Yeah.
That was good. When Mike Hussey did it, Mr. Cricket, and he was like, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind what Huss does. You know, he's a bit of a, you know, pedantic type, whatever. It's funny. It's got a bit of novelty to it.
Yep.
Marnus is just a straight up weirdo. So he's just got gloves and whatever. The one thing that ticks me over here is he says something to the terms of, here's something you might not know about me. Straight away, I'm like, well, this will be interesting. He pulls out a little scalpel set out of his side packet of his kit bag. It's got a little scalpel there so he can cut any tape or stickers to keep his bat neat and tidy. Yeah, cool. Didn't think that was really worth sharing. And then he's got a set of calipers, I think they're called.
Yeah, that's what he said. Now,
you're a man, you know, loves
any
loves
man with
camping.
A soul has got a pair of calipers.
And he uses that to just measure the width of his bat, measures the handles. He's very particular, obviously. This is coming to no surprise to anyone about Marnus Labuschagne. But that level of detail, and the kicker was... The video goes for 6 minutes.
Yeah. He needs to have a chat with Jack Wood from our paid social team. He'd have an absolute fit if we pitched him a six-minute video.
Isn't the whole segment just a farce? Like, I mean, it's not like it's, hey, what's in my safe or like or my treasure chest or something mysterious. Yeah. Like, you know what is in a cricket bag.
Yeah.
It's the same crap in every single cricket bag.
Yeah. That's very true.
It's a bizarre
segment. The one thing want Marnus to do, he can make up for this. I want you to give us a behind the scenes on the lunch at any of the test matches this Ashes.
Yes.
Give me a full spread rating, day 1 to 5.
Yep.
I don't care if you're hungry, hungover, got out for a duck. I want a full review of the spread every day. That is something the punters
because
would love.
You haven't, like, if you think about kids and they used to talk about lunch and you ask your mum and dad and stuff what they're eating, or they'll ask them at the commentary box and they say sandwiches and what, but you actually, we've never seen what it looks like. When they go to India, right, and they get all these beautiful curries and stuff, and like, you just want to see what it's like. Do they go in there and just slap up their plates and they sit around tables, or they just sit on little chairs?
That is a good, that's a
I'm not sure there's stuff in their face with curries on the third day in Chennai.
Matthew Renshaw could tell you that. Now, only one thing I was going to say to Marnus is just with those calipers, they look sharp. Just be careful with those mutters if you're going to be getting in that hog pile anytime soon. Don't see any accidents going on with that.
Don't bring anyone else down with you. I've got one more little fine as well. And as a media man, this one goes to the Herald Sun. Just couldn't quite get my head around this little snippet. After a special investigation at 2:03 p.m., heraldsun.com.au broke the story Tim Payne had sent lewd text messages to a former colleague. At 2:20 p.m., we then revealed Payne was resigning.
I'm not sure
you can really claim rights on exclusive on a story that's 4 years old, Harm, and I'll defer to your media experience there, but that feels like a bit of an overreach and worthy of half a fine at least.
Are we shocked? Not, we shouldn't speak too disparaging because they are good friends.
Partners and we do like them, but I think they'll cop a lot of people. Maybe give us a discount off our next...
I'm going to go next. We'll save yours for next time. I think we're targeting the same person here. So we're not targeting, but we're just pulling him up on a little bit of behaviour that's come to light over the last little while. For the viewers at home, I think there's a little piece of vision here from my Instagram story over the weekend. Essentially, Flanners on one of our sets was pulled up. You can see it says there's no such thing as a free lunch unless it's specifically someone else's, in which case I'll be stealing
it.
Now there was a bloke on our set, Peter Stockwell, who had a specific dietary requirement lunch sitting in the lunch tent. And we'd all got there a little bit late. The Grubs were doing a little piece as well. And so we thought, we'll stay out of the way. Myself and Adam Hetherington and Tommy McDuff stayed out of the way. And we said, we'll have whatever's left at the end. There was a couple of less popular options, probably some vegetarian and some other ones like that.
Yep. Mm.
That's fine. We went with those. There was one specifically labelled for this guy, Peter Stockwell, which was like a beautiful beef brisket and all this sort of stuff. But it did have some very specific dietary requirements in and around it. Mm. So he needed to have this, you know, for a medical condition.
Ah.
Flanners turned up. It looked a little bit worse for it. Had a big night the night before. And he comes and joins us last at the table, and he's just hoeing into this lunch that was specifically there for someone else.
Did I catch him?
He didn't. We haven't heard from him. I hope he's okay.
Well, he's dead.
Our lunches were okay, but he was getting into this with such ferocity, Harm, that I thought, gee, Flanners is really getting around this lunch. I didn't think he'd really like it. Well, it turns out... Wasn't his lunch.
That's right.
It was one of the
Well, rest in peace, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. Thoughts are with him. So, Flanners, for stealing a lunch, you can cop a fine.
Well, I'm going to go Flanners as well because this came across my Instagram. Now, Flanners, he's a man with a lot of time on his hands. If you go through, if you ever just see, when he's meant to be working, he does this thing where, and it's actually pretty impressive. I'll give him credit. You can ask any player from pretty much any sport.
He's done it here on the show.
It is pretty cool.
Love it, Harmon.
But this. No, I didn't see that one. Must have missed it. He's now gone. Now, we know there's that other one called Cameo, which celebrities, you go on there and you can, you know, if your friend's having a birthday and he likes Jay from the Inbetweeners, you go on there and pay Jay $50.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the big dog celebrities. Well, Flanners has gone on, and I don't know how legitimate this one's called. This one's called Memo.
Yes.
So if we just have a listen to what Flanners is offering up.
G'day, guys and girls. Flanners here from the Grubs. Very excited to have just joined up with the Memo team, and I'll be keen to hear any of your requests for personalised videos. Maybe you'd like to hear about what's happening with the Grubs. Hammy, Rambo, Hummer, Slug, AJ, Tiny, Suresh, and everyone else down at East Gardens have been very busy preparing for a big summer of cricket. So if you're keen for a shout-out, let me know. Also, happy to accommodate any song requests, birthday messages, Christmas wishes, and anything else you can think of. So book me now, and I'll try to deliver the perfect gift for you or someone else this holiday season. Stay safe.
You can log on to... It's pronounced Memo.
Yeah.
You can log on to Memo and pay $21, and you're going to get a message from Flanners. But it does not stop there. If you want to use a shout-out from Flanners in any marketing material, you have to pay a figure. I think we might have it on the screen. $686.65.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
So imagine that. So
that's his fee.
That's his fee. If you want to use it in any marketing promotion.
Essentially, we're overpaying him.
And the best part is he has put on there, if you want it rushed, you can pay a $39 extra fee to have this thing rushed to you really quickly. I can assure you, there is never a time in Flanner's life where he cannot get to this immediately and have it in your inbox within 5 minutes.
Well, Hummer, they say you got to spend money to make money, and I thought that you might have pulled Flanner's up on one of these particular shout-outs. No. So, Flanner, Hummer, kick your feet back and enjoy.
G'day, Hummer. Flanner's here from the Grubs. Your mate Hammy wanted me to give you a big shout-out. He tells me you're a massive fan of the song Baby Shark. So here's a quick rendition, mate. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark. Hopefully you enjoyed that, mate. I'll see you on Saturday. Oh, unless you want to play the rain card. In that case, I'll see you on Friday. Cheers.
So I hope you enjoyed that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed, because you've just used that in marketing material, so you owe Flanner $686.
I've already paid for it. It's already been invoiced and taken care of. And Rambo, I didn't forget about you, mate. Enjoy.
Oh, here we go.
G'day, Rambo. Flanner's here from the Grubs. Your mate Hammy wanted me to give you a shout-out. He tells me you're a big fan of the Crazy Frog and that you'd love me to do an impression of it for you. So here goes. Ding ding dun 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 dun. Hopefully you enjoyed that, mate. I'll see you on Saturday, and yeah, let us know if you still need a lift.
So that's when now I will say I'm pretty annoyed because that cost a lot, as we just
discussed. You've just seen
us the better part of,
and he didn't get
$400.
He didn't nail the brief. I was after more of a J from the in-betweeners, Crazy Frog.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's how memo works. You don't get any right reply. There's no feedback loops here.
That's right.
And when Flanner said at the end of his little spiel there, or if you want a song, or you want this, or absolutely anything you want. Look, he's a man true to his word.
Absolutely. So if you want to look, if you want to go and get around Flanner's, he's there on memo. So
please do.
Please do. Look, like if I want him to come move my house, help me move, do I only still have to pay the $21? He said anything.
Depends if you want to use it in marketing material. we better get on to a little bit of credit to the boys as well. Is there anyone that you would like to get around as well?
Well, I did just want to get around Pat. I know we brought it up, but he's just bowling just magnificent. You saw that ball that just absolute hooped from almost outside the pitch.
To Neville.
It was out of this world. So he's just bowling well. And I pray.
Jai Richardson.
Yeah.
Bowling particularly well at the moment.
Pray Pato just goes, yeah, you know what? It doesn't make sense, but I just hope that someone gets to him and says, even if it's his attitude, his personality, fix it and then start bowling for Australia.
Get the hat back in the ring.
Stark sucks and we want him gone.
Yeah. Huge.
Full credit to boys and girls from me. Tommy Morris gets a shout out. Thanks again, mate. That was a fantastic debut on the Grub Show. Merv Hughes, a great friend of the show, turned 60 yesterday a day ago.
Yep.
So big shout out to Merv. Is doing some great work and should be popping up pretty soon in a bit of our gear.
Yes.
Same to happy birthday to Shardy, our man behind the scenes. There's a lot of the writing for the Grubs at his birthday. And also, Tassie Cricket get a shout out, because I just like how they are just not giving up here and they're really trying to stick the end into Cricket Australia and they're standing by their men.
Yep.
And they've made it very clear that they went through a good process and they're not particularly happy with the way that Tim Payne's been treated.
No, the worst is Bill Laurie.
That was the quote, yes. There's a little bit of talk of civil war. I'm not sure that's quite the right comparison. No offence to our Tasmanians, present company included.
Yep.
Full credit to the boys and girls down at Tassie Cricket for having a crack and not just getting served.
They are very protective of their own, the people at Tassie Cricket. Yeah. So, good on them. I want to give a bit of credit to the boys. Now, we're going to another member who has resigned from the Grubs. We'll be leaving the team.
We're just leaking.
In the next week or so. I've got a couple of photos of him here for those playing at home. Tom Linford, he's the off-air grub.
Tom the cameraman.
Tom the cameraman. He will be leaving Sportsbet at the end of the end of the week. He's coming back to do a couple of bits and pieces before you keep flicking through. There he is there when he obviously was the DOP, did a great job on the Merv Hughes video a couple of years ago. And here he is in his natural habitat. This bloke loves cricket. Cricket Nuffy there.
The tube.
On the tube. You can't get this bloke, he just won't shut up about cricket, will he?
Good to see he didn't lose his tour polo. He tossed the jacket about 5 seconds after we got on the plane.
He did
not come off the plane, the tour jacket.
That's right. After he whinged about not having one. now that bloke is such a cricket Nuffy. He actually attended a first-class warm-up match between the first and second test in England. Remember, he dragged us down there.
He said,
we've got to go to Worcestershire. I want to tick that off the bucket list. So, Tom, we will miss you. You are going to leave us. I almost think, look, Tom's done some great work with us. I think he's probably going to save his best piece for last, and I can't say exactly what it is, but it'll be coming out in the new year, probably one of the most exciting Grubs projects that we've ever had a crack at. So keep your eye on that one. But, Tom, we will miss you, of course. I promised myself I wouldn't cry on the show today, so we better get to this.
Ask Grubby Tom.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ask Grubby Tom. Now, I know here he is, the man himself.
The man, his passion holds.
That's
right. is he a... I don't know. Is he him? We haven't had a chat with Grubby.
We're just going to stay in the conversation entirely.
Through to the keeper.
Yeah, we just let that one go.
Yeah, that's probably why.
He's a ripper.
Absolutely. Now, maybe Hummer, I might give you the new ball on the questions. It should come up on the screen for you, hopefully.
I hope so, because I haven't got it on the sheet. T. Morris.
How
do you play on the weekend? Because you did go and play, not for the Grubs.
No. Yes, I did. I got caught out of a little bit of a sabbatical there, and I filled in for the old Melbournean Cricket Club, Old Melbourne Grammar Cricket Club. Paddy Garshagan occasionally plays there.
Yep.
The Toffs.
Yeah, the Toffs, yeah. Played on a nice ground out at Ivanhoe.
Better functioning toilet and, you know.
Yeah.
A nice big cordial vessel.
No, not a syntho deck.
Oh, Jesus.
Not that I really used it when I was bowling anyway. A fair few full tosses and took a pole off a full toss. And I made a brave 2 off 10 and went out trying to manipulate the field. So that's
how did you go out?
Very unlike me. I tried to take a spinner over the top and got bowled.
Wow.
Yeah. So
stay in your lane, mate. Yeah, stay in your lane.
That is good advice. You want to take the next one?
Sure. Dropping Flanners down the order after rumours of stealing lunch.
Yeah.
Jacob Reid with the exclusive.
Well, tough to go lower than 11, isn't it, really, in a batting order? So,
well, there's one spot. We can boot him.
That's true.
We kick off next Saturday and we're looking at 7 at the moment. So
yeah, that's our issue. We can't ever drop someone because it just means maybe even forfeiting.
Yeah. Well, after stealing Peter Stockwell's lunch, I think that's maybe something we've got to do.
Interesting times at the moment as well, is with still bring your own spread.
It is.
So everyone will have, you know, one eye on their own lunch.
Absolutely.
With funners around.
We'll keep rolling through them. Is Skip getting caught up to Skipper Australia? Baza_Field. Well, maybe Skip knew what was going on and he was getting ready to go. We could do a lot worse, I reckon. And we do need some firm leadership. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not quite a bowler or a batter either, so that solves that discussion that we had previously.
He's just an out.
A bit of a foot in each camp there.
Out and out, captain. Two more, I think.
Gold, what's dat guy Jov something 69? Have him on the front.
Now, so this can I, was
who that guy? Who that guy Jov something 69?
BJ Windmuzz had a few lime cordials there.
Has he ever?
Now, that was in reference, I think, to the cover that we put up accompanying this. Yeah, Cricket 22.
Javo.
You got to keep up with the gags because we have done the Javo one and there it was a couple of weeks ago.
Job. Next time, let's leave any Da Vinci Code type questions out.
We might trim that in post. And this is the last one. Have you paid your subs? Yeah, it should be a one-word answer here. No.
There's not even a waiting there. It's just a no all
around. I'm on a payment plan and have been for 6 years.
Absolutely. Carol actually
the old Carol.
Wanted me to have a chat to you. There we go. So there's Ask Grubby for this week. We're going to have a quick break. It was emotional. Obviously, we know we farewell to Skipper. One of the other great cult heroes of Australian cricket, Richard Cheekwear, the front man of Brett Lee's band, Six and Out.
What a man.
He had a little ode to him.
Oh.
Here it is.
Another Saturday, you've just got off the phone. Can't find 11 blokes, AJ put out the cones. Now do the toss, another loss, that's no surprise. Abuse the captain, it's all good, we'll pay the fine. Good luck with your retirement, you knew the end was nigh. Enjoy your weekends with the social life. So make the cordial and tea spread one last time. Who's got the match ball? It's impossible to find. Just pack your kit bag, it's your last dig for now. We'll always miss you and that famous slug to cow. Good luck with your retirement, you knew the end was nigh. Enjoy your weekends with a social life. Skip a message from the grubs. Don't leave us high and dry and pay your bloody subs. Hang up the baggy blue now, skip. Move on to DIY. Enjoy your weekends with a social life.
Oh, fantastic stuff.
What an innings.
That has got me emotional.
Yeah, it is. It's upsetting times, but a beautiful, well done by Cheeks there. Still got it, hasn't he? Should get the band back together.
That's not me, Richard Cheekwee. We should get him. I'd love to have him on. I think he would give an exact insight to the big game from the lower levels that we'd love here. So.
Absolutely.
Where's he based out of?
Sydney.
Mm.
West of Sydney there.
We're free to travel now.
Absolutely. Could he be a smoky as a skipper? I don't know. Would almost fit the bill.
Something in that. Yep.
Anyway, one to think about. All right, now I want to have a quick check in on our main man, all the way from Sale.
Bowler's name.
How is the boy?
Very quick update on the dog this week. All over the shop. I don't know if you watched his run the other day. He jumped at $20. Race one in Sale on Saturday. Very juicy prize there. Jumped clean. Got the lead. Copped a bump from behind, got a bit distracted, and just stopped chasing.
Just stopped.
Zigzagging all over the track. That doesn't go down well with the stewards. I had a look at it. The dog that knocked him overtook him, and then he realised he was back in a race. Came in with a wet sail, finished second, not that bad. But the stewards have pulled him up, unfortunately, for ceasing to chase, and he's now got a 28-day ban from the sale track.
How do you suspend a dog? That's not his fault.
A month, 28 days. He can still...
A month for coming second.
He can still potentially race elsewhere.
He stopped chasing, but still came second.
Once he got back into the race and started running properly again.
How long did he stop for?
Clearly not enough to...
Yeah.
It still comes
second. But you have to go and have a check.
How can you come second and get rubbed out for 28 days for not chasing? He was obviously still chasing.
PC gone
mad. I think what we've found out here is, again, anyone to do with the grubs, when it comes down to the judiciary or tribunals, we get absolutely pissed on.
We do.
And we get the rough end every time.
Yeah. We do get hammered, but in true grub's spirit, he stopped chasing, which we do often, just to get out of there quickly and get to the pub. So good on your bowler's name.
That's Bill.
Yeah.
He'll be back better. What's that, 3/3 and a second now? So he's due.
He's actually
very close.
Not that bad, to be honest.
No, he's not that bad.
So looking forward to some good results. Over to you, big boy.
Hypotheticals.
All right, two hypotheticals and a hummer musing.
Goodness me.
Just a bonus.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to fill a site at the Grubs.
Yep.
Okay. You're the skipper. You're both the skippers. It doesn't have to be the Grubs. A hypothetical cricket team. Mm. You can either bring in a player that never, ever, ever drops a catch. If it's within reason, like within the realms of human ability, he catches it. But he cannot throw anywhere. He cannot throw. The only thing he can do is literally roll the ball back. Or you take a bloke that averages 40, but he cannot run between the wickets. He can only walk. So you're getting 40 from him most weeks. We're getting an average of 40. No, I'll say he will definitely get 40, but he can't run.
It's 40 runs in the bank.
Yep, 40 runs in the bank, but he can't walk between the wickets.
40 runs in the bank every day of the week.
Yeah, you don't understand, during that 40, you know, you're not getting any singles.
What sort of a strike rate is he going
at? You might be getting singles. Yeah. You're definitely not getting any twos.
What sort of a strike rate is he going at?
I'll call it 100.
Oh, so you just...
It's 40 or 40.
40, yeah. And he's out.
Yeah, but then what about... Remember when he's at the non-striker's end?
Oh, I mean, if it's one of us, it doesn't matter. It's a moot point, but...
Yeah.
A bloke that could never drop a catch
40 runs is generally 20 runs can win or lose you a match. 40 runs... You're in the game already.
That's right. I think probably from a purely selfish perspective, probably the person that doesn't drop the catches, just so
wouldn't
that...
Wouldn't that be good knowing that as soon as the ball's there...
Yeah, and you just...
Would you put him at wicketkeeper then because he can't throw?
Not bad. Or first slip.
Yeah, never dropping a catch. But in our grade, the ball doesn't go... No one's bowling quick enough.
If you sneak someone off to the keeper, you're doing very, very well.
Yeah, that's and true. Slip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get many
caught. Yeah, you whack him in as the... keeper that couldn't drop him would be...
Where would you field a player that can never drop a catch?
Proper keeper.
In our division, we don't get many caught behinds.
What, like don't know.
If you had to rank the position where most catches are dropped on the field, I reckon it's probably deep square leg.
Big on the boundary, yeah.
That go up and they hang there for, you know, closer to eternity, come down with ice on them.
Yeah.
Or mid-on is...
Mid-on because you hide your duck.
That's true.
And it always goes to him like a magnet.
Yeah, that's true.
And you just know, and it always hits him in the chest and bounces
down. So play the percentages and put them, you know, bowl short and put them at dead square leg.
Yep.
All right, next one. Okay, you got a choice. Fine leg to fine leg all day. So, which I've worked out to be about 120 metres on a normal cricket ground.
Yep.
So you're running 4.8 kilometres, but
you
never have to drive to the ground. You never ever have to bring tea or buy a beer ever again. So you're paying for it in the field by doing fine leg to fine leg. But there's, you know how the, when you wake up morning, you're late, you're hungover, you've got to still go get tea. You've got to get tricked in the car and you just get late. You don't have to worry about that. That's
good. That's a good one.
That is good.
It's kind of on-field admin versus off-field admin.
Yeah. I think I like the social interaction of the day at the games. I probably like to be in there where the action is, chatting to people.
Yeah.
So I probably cop all the other bullshit to be able to do that.
I'd agree. That's a tough ask, finally, for a full day.
Yeah, it is.
You're not really playing the game.
It's all about the cross. You want to be close to
tea.
It.
I just hate having to go get tea.
If you're not in there contributing to the chat,
what are we playing for?
That's
really?
Right. And if you can hear people giggling and having a good time over there, you just feel left out.
That is the worst, isn't it? Yeah. That is the worst.
Yeah. Good hypothetical.
I've got some topics that are very close to his heart.
Yeah. My therapist says I should stay near the game if possible.
Okay, here's the question. Now, this might be a bit silly, but hear me out. What would happen to the game, the scoring of a 80-over game of cricket, 40 overs each side, if instead of a cricket ball, you used a tennis ball?
Easily less runs.
I reckon...
easily.
More runs, wouldn't you?
Nah.
No, you're right.
The ball doesn't travel.
But you're never getting... I mean...
You probably get a lot of guys who still get caught out.
Do you reckon?
Lot harder to hit it on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's...
You think about someone bowls you a juicy half volley, you play a nice straight or cover drive, as we all do, with perfection.
You're not even going to get one for that. You've got enough time. Like bowling a tennis ball from the other end, like I know it's different when you're playing backyard cricket when the pitches separate by 3 metres. Whereas if you're bowling on a normal length cricket pitch, that tennis ball's coming to you pretty slow.
Yeah.
But then you usually hit it in the air, and the ball's in the air for longer, it's easier to catch.
Yeah, but you've got enough time to steer it, right? I reckon you could build...
I'd love to hear...
Reckon I have more of a chance of making a century if a tennis ball was bowled than a cricket ball.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a different question.
Yeah.
You're talking about percentages of likelihood here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People jump in the comments because that's a very good one. What about just to see your tennis ball and raise you, a half-taped
Well, that's what
ball.
I was going to originally had, but then I thought then it would def... Because the half-taped tennis ball... It's very difficult to hit.
Well, no, but it's also quite difficult to bowl a full length of a pitch as well.
A lot of wides,
all over the place.
And also, I think your ball move. Like you can actually, off the bat, you can get a bit more carry.
Yeah, it's a bit heavier.
Big question marks on how much.
We probably need to set aside a full episode to explore this final one, I reckon.
Let's have a bonus.
You've delivered there.
That's right.
Bonus they're very. The musing one was my favourite.
Maybe one for the patron fans if we get the patron. Yeah. What a hook to get the patron fans on board. All right, now we're going to move on to Shy the Stumps. Now, Shy the Stumps, we've had a little request coming. This is actually brought to you by Bet With Mates. Get yourself a little Bet With Mates group. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly, of course, with Bet With Mates.
Genuinely, just game changer product.
Yeah, it is.
It is good.
You just jump, it's so easy. Bang, start a group, we're in. Quaddy, let's go. Out in the first league, doesn't matter.
Now that we're out of lockdown, you're not just, you know, when you're sitting at home, it was fine to be completely dedicated to your punting for the day. But now that you're out and about and you're going to IKEA and you're going to the pub and stuff, it's just a bit easier knowing that everything's all set up and you can just log in and go,
end of the day, you're not getting the $20 that Funners owes you or Slug. It's all above board now.
Or the $20 that Tommy Morris owes you for losing your
Yes,
as well.
He does owe me $20.
Yeah.
India won that series 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully he hasn't already spent that $20 on a Flanners memo.
full omelette on the face of Tommy Morris.
All right, let's have a quick look, check in at last week, how he went. Maybe, Rambo, you can talk us through Tommy's ones.
Yeah, Tommy Stockball got up. Victoria to beat New South Wales in the Shield, I believe that was.
Yeah,
it wrapped
points.
Up on
yesterday,
Tuesday. Shot the Shumps, New Zealand to beat India, famously went the wrong way, and the Renegades to beat the Thunder. So that's a cross for that one. Marcus Harris still pending. Good sog to cow there. Very interested to see how that goes for Tommy.
Yeah, I liked the way he explained that one as well. We did a full 180, didn't we?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, we did. Watch around.
Completely changed us.
Absolutely. Yeah, Hammer?
I went Victoria to beat New South Wales as well. Yeah. I went. My shot at the stump was a big multi, which is about to pay out, I think. Is Sri Lanka playing at the
they
moment?
They are. And they're looking pretty good.
They are looking good. So that should pay.
A bit.
Yeah.
And then one that will still take a little while because it's got till February is snow to fall on mainland Australia this summer, which is paying $8.50.
You probably want that to settle now, though. I don't think you're going to be getting a result in February on that one, to be honest. That's probably going to...
That's true. Yeah.
Click earlier.
We've had it in December. December 13 was the latest we've ever had snow.
Yep.
In mainland Australia.
Very good. We wait with bated breath on that one. Stockball, Tim Zhu to win by a knockout and Pakistan to win. That failed. Tim Zhu couldn't knock that guy down. He was a...
Concrete.
He just copped it.
Simpson. To come flying and get him out.
That's right. That's right. It was a unanimous decision, but my word, he couldn't get it done. So at $1.30, I think that leg went down. Shy of the stumps, Ish Sodhi to be the top New Zealand wicket taker in the first game. He didn't play. So there you go. And the slog to cow, we're still waiting. And he's recovered. He's out and about now as well, Felix.
He's back.
So hopefully he doesn't find himself a girlfriend between now and next year, because I want him to be the next bachelor at $151 bucks. Rambo, I think we might give you...
Well, I mean, we're all about accountability.
Yeah.
I've just got one quick bone to pick. I took a week off.
Yeah.
And... my winning tip got up.
That's right. Going back into the archives.
That's right.
Wasn't it? Babar's arm?
Yeah, that's right. I think we've got a clip.
Yeah.
So I think I'll kick off, shall I?
Yeah.
Top run scorer. I like Babar Azam from Pakistan. Absolute class bat. I think he's the captain now as well. Done.
There you go. 15 got up. Smackaroos.
Well done.
15
well
bucks. Done. Netted. Dave wanted to do us a favour in the final. He duly obliged.
Yeah.
Just fell short. So that was the bet of the tournament.
Well played, mate. Credit where it's due. Did you have a little summon on that?
I did.
Yeah.
But look, I was going to use a Jules Valance term there. Doesn't make a difference, really. No,
yeah.
It did have a little, but it didn't go far.
It's a big tournament, a lot of exotics there.
It was a long couple of weeks. Let's look into this week, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
Stock ball for me, Bangladesh play Pakistan in their first test. Well, we're just going to back Babar again.
Yep.
Babar Azam, Pakistan first innings, 275. Thank you very much. Not much great pickings around in the cricket game at the moment.
No,
obviously,
not.
We're still waiting for the Ashes, not far away. My shot at the stumps is going to be Chelsea at the handicap, -2 to beat United. I think it's Monday morning, one of those funky times.
Yeah, yeah.
5:50. They're flying Chelsea, United going the exact opposite way, and Chelsea just beat Juve 3-0 this morning, so they're hot to trot. Slog to care. I'm trying to keep this one in a week-to-week rotation, so we're not waiting
That's
for the snow
true.
To fall.
A lot of pending bets. Yeah.
I think Flanners has still got four of his own.
Yeah.
India-New Zealand first test. Player of the match, Ravi Ashwin, $13. There's my three for the week.
That is a bet because he's involved with bat and ball and just never has a bad game, doesn't he?
Might
sip a couple of man cads in
I'm changing
well,
a little different. I'm going to have... I'm not doing Victoria to win the tosses. It's coming up on the screen because that has actually happened. And thankfully... didn't because they lost. But I'm going the Strikers in the WBBL tonight to win the toss.
Yep.
At $1.90. I think they're just due. I forget the name of their skipper, but she's been calling pretty well. Tails never fail. So I think $1.90 there is money for old rope. Another one which I've just realised is from that game that has started. But I did get it in before it started. So I think this should count. Matthew Short, who we saw when we went down and watched at the test match.
Yep.
We just left. A minute before he hit the biggest six you've ever seen that would have just gone right over our heads. We left a minute beforehand.
Yeah.
But he was just very, very impressive. So I think he's going to dominate.
He whacks him.
And then I'm hedging my Sri Lanka multi that's going to pay out by backing the West Indies to win the test at $54 today. $58, that is a price you cannot ignore.
Now, 2 days to play. I think they are trailing by 170 runs. But... You know what? Those big dust bowls over there. Anything can happen. They got some good spinners.
$58. And I am hedging.
Yeah.
Because if I win the Sri Lanka bet. So one of those two bets has to win.
Absolutely.
If it happened to anyone.
What if there's a
West
draw?
Indies.
What if they hang on for the draw and then all of
then
stuff.
I'm cactus. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Very good.
Punting 101 here.
Now, my stock ball, I'm going to the test match. I'm going India to beat New Zealand at $1.60. Very, very short there.
Yep.
But I just think at home... too hard to beat him. My shot at stumps is a multi. I'm going Babar as well into India to win.
Nice.
That'll get you $4.42. And my slog to cow is also in the WBBL tonight. Katie Mack from the Adelaide Strikers got a 50 last time these two sides played. She's got the most runs in the tournament. Player of the match tonight, $12, Katie Mack. That's a price.
It sounds like you've done some research for another cross.
I did. I did, and I've just recycled it and plugged it in. So fingers crossed.
Like, efficiency.
For the top run score in the tournament, to be $12 to be
huge,
player of the game.
They are sending them in the WBBL.
It's a great watch. It is a great watch.
Them over the fence now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The game's come a long, long way. Some of them are really roosting them over the boundary. So
absolutely. Getting to the pointy end of that tournament as well. Looking forward to that one. Now, in our Bet With Mates group for the Grubs, if we're going to take our stock balls across the board there, we've got
Babar.
India to win. We've got the Heat to win the toss. And we've got Babar to win the top run scorer. That'll get you $8.40 as our multi.
Let's keep a track of that one.
I reckon we're really got our bated breath for the toss tonight. we'll be out of it very quickly. I'm pretty confident.
It's not as good as you should have gone the first delivery.
Yeah, I like
that. Or the first over runs. Yeah, they're just as exciting as the top.
don't like to play with your food, do you, Humphrey? You get in and you get out. Well, that's it, gents. Rambo, welcome back. You've done very well there. And I actually reckon we may have given that episode with Tony Morris a run for its money in terms of how much cricket we actually spoke.
It was a nice mix. A lot of dross, but
we need everyone to get on there and review and leave us 5 stars. That helps big time, doesn't it?
5 stars. Get that in the Apple Podcast charts. Get us right up the top there. Yep. We're trying to get into that top 10 before we have a little bit of a break, put the feed up for a few weeks and crunch it through the new year. But that's it. Grub up. Gamble responsibly. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, we're the Grubs.
Grubs, Grubs, Grubs.
Kick them over. We'll hit the pubs.
Grubs, Grubs, Grubs.
And don't forget your subs.